From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Wednesday, July 10th. As temperatures reach new highs across the North State, officials warn residents to avoid direct sunlight and put on plenty of sunscreen. It's not just the heat that's dangerous, it's UV radiation. Laura Siastro is a meteorologist at the Climate Prediction Center. She says people should be checking the UV index every day.
It's forecasting the amount of skin damaging UV, ultraviolet radiation, that's expected to reach the Earth's surface.
The index ranks the level of UV radiation in an area at any given time on a scale of 1 to 11, 1 being nearly no UV radiation and 11 being extreme. In summer, the sun is at its highest point in the sky, and more UV radiation is able to reach the Earth.
It's not just about getting a sunburn. I think most people think about UV radiation, sunburn, skin cancer. These are very important, definitely, but also this idea of you can get cataracts.
The more exposure to UV radiation over a lifetime, Siastro says, the more likely someone is to see health effects later in life. Siastro says it's imperative people protect themselves this summer by wearing plenty of sunscreen, drinking lots of water, and covering exposed skin when they're outside. And we'll have a longer conversation with Siastro on this topic coming up later in headlines. Stay tuned. For now, the Chico City Council conducted a special closed session meeting last night regarding a critical lawsuit surrounding homelessness in Chico. NSPR's Eric Adams has more.
The meeting was focused on Warren v. Chico. The settlement prohibits the city from enforcing anti-camping laws in public spaces when there isn't adequate shelter available. The settlement resulted in the city's Genesis site, which contains 177 micro-shelters for unhoused residents. Before the council entered its private meeting, a dozen speakers approached the council during public comment. Most spoke in defense of the settlement, but some, like resident Rob Berry, questioned the city's obligations.
What opportunity do you have to change the trajectory of this city based on the SCOTUS opinion? So I would just advise you to please take maximum advantage of this opportunity, keep an open mind, be bold, but don't continue to do the same thing.
A Supreme Court decision last month allows cities to enforce laws around sleeping on public property. Warren v. Chico expires in 2027, and it's not contingent on the Supreme Court's decision, but the city could appeal the settlement. The council meets again for its normally scheduled public meeting next week. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
The Chico branch of the Butte County Library will now be open an extra day due to funding from the city. According to a press release from the city of Chico, it's providing more than $100,000 to allow the branch to open on Wednesdays. This means it'll be open consistently, Tuesday to Saturday each week. The new hours will be in place for the next 6 months. Butte County's interim library director told NSPR, the focus right now is on staffing for the new open day, but later the branch could use its extended hours to offer new programming. Open hours for county libraries were reduced amid county budget cuts in 2022. Currently, some other branches are operating under sparse hours, with some open as few as 5 hours per week. And in other news, tomorrow night's farmers market in downtown Chico will be closed this week due to the long-lasting extreme heat wave. The Downtown Chico Business Association that runs the market said it's prioritizing keeping people safe. The association also canceled this week's Friday night concert in the City Plaza. The Chico Certified Farmers Market says it will keep regular hours at all of its farmers markets in the city. That includes today at North Valley Plaza, Saturday downtown, and Sunday at Merriam Park. And California schools will soon need to have a plan in place to provide instruction to students within 10 days of an emergency that keeps students out of school. But as NSPR's Alex Stetson reports, some schools may struggle to comply.
Schools need to have their emergency plans in place by July of next year. It's a requirement included in the upcoming state budget. That's according to reporting by the news outlet EdSource. Schools that don't have the plan in place wouldn't be able to get state funds to make up for drops in student attendance. Educators told EdSource that many schools do not have the staffing to resume instruction so quickly after an emergency. In the case of wildfires, students and staff could be displaced for weeks or months at a time, making education difficult. Rural educators noted the lack of infrastructure, like power and internet, during disasters makes virtual instruction challenging. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
Finally, picture this. It's a hot summer day and you walk outside. Under the shade of a tree, the heat is draining, but bearable. You take a step further into direct sunlight and it feels like burning. What you're feeling isn't just heat, it's UV radiation. Laura Siastro is a meteorologist at the Climate Prediction Center. She spoke with NSPR about the dangers of UV radiation and how concerned people should be.
When we say UV index, we're talking about the ultraviolet radiation index that's forecasting the amount of skin damaging UV, ultraviolet radiation, that's expected to reach the Earth's surface. You know, when we think about how the UV index might change from day to day or throughout the year, you can sort of think of it in terms of the amount of obstacles that UV rays encounter as they're traveling through the Earth's atmosphere to the surface. Other things that could matter would be things like elevation. So if you're in the mountains and you're standing on top of an amazing mountain peak, there is less atmosphere above you. So there is less atmosphere that those UV rays have to travel through to get to you. There's also the presence of clouds, dust, smoke, things like those will all matter. And then as it's reaching the ground reflectivity, what we would call albedo. So water, snow, soil, those will all reflect the sun's rays in slightly different ways, and that will also impact your UV radiation.
So when should someone be taking a look at the UV index? When should somebody be worried about it?
So, you know, my rule of thumb is, you know, you should be checking it every day. There are definitely times of year when you want to be paying a little bit more attention to it than others. For example, because summer, the sun is more directly overhead, that's giving you a more likelihood that the UV index is going to be stronger.
Why is UV radiation dangerous?
Our skin has what we call melanin. And so this is like your own natural defense towards the UV radiation. If you have prolonged exposure without any protection, that melanin tends to get overwhelmed. And so it can't do the job that it's there to do. And so that's why you have sun protection in all these different forms. The UV index can start at zero, which is basically, you know, night, and it goes up to 11. Really, if it's below two, you're probably okay. But once you're getting above, you know, six, seven, you want to start, you know, making sure you have that hat on and those sunglasses. By the time you're getting to levels 8, 10, you know, maybe think about trying to avoid being outside between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., even more so once you get above 11. You know, if you can avoid being outside, then do so. Just because, you know, if you get sunburn or that is prolonged, then you can have downstream effects. One thing people don't recognize is that your eyes can be impacted by UV radiation. Cataracts can be the result of prolonged exposure to UV radiation. So all of these things you definitely want to keep in mind in the summer when that UV index is high every day. And you can have harmful damage to your skin no matter what your skin tone is, whether it's darker or lighter. And so, you know, everyone should be, you know, looking at these guidelines and talking with their healthcare providers and understanding maybe what their risks might be.
That was Laura Siastro, a meteorologist at the Climate Prediction Center, speaking with NSPR. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, July 10th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.